This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, you know, we talk about depression, we talk about anxiety, I don't know, we talk about gas, we talk about everything on the show. We don't talk about guilt. Right? I mean, a lot of us, we feel guilty, or we do things that make us feel guilty, sometimes on purpose. And guilt, I think, is probably a more common emotion than we think. And I guess I'm feeling guilty for a variety of reasons today, which is why I'm bringing it up. One is I ate like crap yesterday. Oh, I completely ate like crap, so I felt guilty about that. Number two, a patient made me mad, and I let her have it yesterday. Well, I probably didn't have to really let her have it. I mean, you know, she wanted to be squeezed in at the end of the day for something that was supposed to be urgent. Instead of it being, it was urgent, but it was urgent because it was her fault. I thought I was seeing her for pain, you know, so I have no problem, you know, squeezing anybody in at the end of the day, keeping my staff late if it's a medical issue, but it was because she needed paperwork for her boss and she only had a few days left. And so she waited till the last minute. So now she has to put me under stress and all that. So anyway, I let her have it. I yelled at the kids yesterday. They deserved it, but I yelled at them really, really good. And it wasn't one of those days where I was in a bad mood or PMSing. It was just, I kind of had that feeling like, okay, I'm done with being crapped on. Okay, this isn't going to happen. You're not going to backtalk to me when I tell you something to do. You know, you do it just because it's the summer. You're not going to be on video games for hours at a time. I mean, I just decided to not hold back, use euphemisms, mollycoddle anybody, kitten glove. I was like, okay, I mean, this is how it is. And then once I started to go down that route, I started to feel a little bit more liberal. Is it liberated? Where all these kinds of things where I've been feeling like I've been taken advantage of and people are asking me to do free this, free this, free this, I kind of barked back saying, look, you know, I'm doing this for free. You know, don't be throwing all these extra things on me that you need. All right. I mean, no more stress, no more stress. Now, while I'm de-stressifying and feeling all liberated, right, you think, okay, you're going to start feeling good. You said what you wanted to. You got something off the chest. You're starting to be a little proactive with your parenting. You're setting your guidelines with your patients. Am I feeling good? Am I feeling on top of the world? Am I feeling strong? No, I'm feeling guilty. Guilty. So, I mean, you know, what do you do with guilt? Guilt is an emotion that could possibly be the root of so many other emotions that we never address that or deal with. No, there's no pill for guilt. There's no pill for guilt. And that's a tough one. Anxiety, there is. You feel anxious, you can pop a pill. Depression, yeah. It's still a little bit harder, but there's still pills for that. But guilt, no. And guilt could cause anxiety. Guilt could cause depression. Guilt could cause you to really isolate yourself and not go on the radio, and you all don't want that. Excuse me by any means, and I got the hiccups. Sorry, I got the hiccups. Okay, so how do you handle guilt? First of all, you need to identify why you feel guilty, okay? You need to sit down, whether it's with pen or paper, or whether it's with your iPad, etc., and go, okay, why do I feel guilty? Is it because I let that patient have it because I was in a bad mood? right? Or am I feeling guilty because maybe I could have done it a different way, even though I think the way I did it is fine? You always want to improve yourselves. And a lot of times when you start to figure out why you feel guilty, you're like, no, wait a second, it's about flipping time. It's about flipping time, all right? You know, I mean, you got to stand up for yourself. Maybe you don't feel so guilty. I haven't called my mother in about a week or two. Of course I'm going to feel guilty. And don't even deal with that. Anything that has to do with your mother or the in-laws, don't even deal with that, because as soon as you get over the guilt, they're just going to make you feel guilty about it all over again. So that's already in the bag. You're already stuck with that one. Just, you know, yeah. Then, what you need to do is go, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, is this the worst, you know, feeling of guilt that I've ever had, or is this really not that bad? I mean, am I over exaggerating the feeling of guilt? Do I really feel extremely guilty where my life can't go on, or am I just a little guilty about it? Okay, you know, really quantitate where you think you're at. And then what I would recommend you do is, for every quantitation little niche or you know, on the notch, for every little quantitation notch, you do something nice as a counter, okay? And if you do something nice, just something either for charity, maybe something for that person you feel guilty for, etc., it helps you get rid of the guilt, okay? So you're kind of doing something. But what's most important is, okay, you got to know how to forgive yourself. You have to know how to, you have to understand yourself. You have to maybe ask for forgiveness. I mean, if you did something really, really bad, okay, like cheat on somebody or whatever, you got to own up to it. You need to own up to what you feel guilty for, because you're never going to feel good about it if you just lie and lie and lie. All right, but most important is you want to prevent that guilt from happening. So like for me, I had a bunch of Hershey's Kisses. I think I had about 10 of them for a snack late last night. 10 Hershey's Kisses. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to have Hershey's Kisses around in the house. Okay, that is going to be my step. When you turn a feeling into something proactive, it really helps you deal with the emotions. Like I've talked to you guys about, you know, deaths in the family, horrific deaths in the family. One way to cope is you start a scholarship fund, or you start an awareness fund, or you get a group together of other people that have gone through your same crisis and get something to, you know, make something positive. Even though there's no way it could to the same degree, something positive out of a very negative situation. And it just helps. So, you know, while I'm feeling guilty today, I'm going to try to do something positive and actually try to give you guys a good show. Oh, what if I fail? Oh, man. Oh, then I'm really in trouble. My whole psyche depends on this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy, happy, happy. When I was looking for this email that's relevant to guilt, and I searched my emails. Remember I told you guys yesterday I sent out an email to somebody who I thought was kind of taking advantage, you know, of all the free stuff I do, and I was kind of like, look, guys, blah, 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 and I felt guilty about sending that email. It never went out. I sent it accidentally to myself. Oh, my gosh, it never went out, so the email never went out. I don't feel guilty. Oh, my gosh. What a relief. What a relief. Man, I was really feeling crappy earlier today. Oh, my gosh, because I'm like, really, did I have to do that? Oh, man. Gosh, I tell you, emails, man, they're the root of most of our guilt. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. who probably feels guilty for even airing my show in the first place. But you know what? That's their problem, not mine. I don't feel guilty anymore. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm so happy. I had received an email about 4 or 5 months ago, so I was searching that over the break, which is how I found that my email looked all good. And this had to do with guilt. That was my key word. His initials, IR. I had a relationship with a coworker for over a year and recently called it off. My wife does not know, but I can't live with the guilt, there's the guilt word, and want to come clean. What is the best approach to reveal you cheated on your wife for over a year? Oh, I did. I wrote him back. This was months ago, and I called him an idiot. I made him feel like crap. I mean, I really ripped him a new one. But let's talk about this. I mean, you cheated. And you want to come clean with your wife, which I strongly urge, okay? I don't want to scare any of you. You guys may be the biggest jerks in the world, women, men who cheat, okay? Absolute jerks, all right? But, and I have worse words for you. However, you have a redeeming quality if you come clean, because I need, as a doctor, to make sure that the victim of this, the cheat, not the cheater, but the cheatee, the one that was cheated on, cuckold, whatever the word is protected from STDs, etc. If somebody doesn't know they've been cheated on, they could have an STD they don't know about. That's very scary. They could have HPV causing cervical cancer, but they're not getting their pap smears because I'm in a monogamous relationship with my husband, so I don't have to get my pap smears every 5 years. Meanwhile, you're introducing to her HPV from, I don't know, Wilhelmina or whoever you're, I don't know if there's even Wilhelminas anymore out there. So my job is safety first. And if safety first means working with the enemy, then I'm going to do that. Okay. So you've been cheating. How do you bring that up? Okay. Now, I know a lot of you will be like, okay, I'm going to do it. And then you chicken out. Well, of course you're going to chicken out, but you need to find out why you're going to chicken out and be a little bit more prepared, because you will chicken out. And I don't want you to halfway reveal. Okay. I don't want this. Oh, I kissed somebody, but it never went the whole way. All right, well, if you only kiss somebody, then no, that just makes it worse. If you cheated and you're going to have that conversation with your wife, it needs to be the whole thing. Okay? I mean, you need to go into the full detail. None of this. You know what? We held hands and I found myself liking holding hands, but that's all it was. Don't be lying. Don't be lying. That's stupid. Okay? So before you do this, you need to be ready. And by ready, meaning you need to be prepared of the repercussions. Okay, is she going to leave with kids? Is she going to destroy your life? I mean, call your boss, I mean, you need to know who you're married to. Okay, I mean, my husband knows that when I get mad, okay, the weather's going to change. So if my husband ever has to reveal to me, and I hope he never has to, but if my husband ever has to drop bad news or something that is going to really tick me off, he goes out and buys an umbrella, galoshes, snow out, because he knows the weather's going to change. I mean, I'm going to be mad. So you need to be prepared. If you think she is going to want to make your life a living hell, go after your job, et cetera, whatever, shoot you. You know, you guys have guns. If you think she's going to literally shoot you in your sleep, you need to take precautions and you need to be prepared. You need to. So number one is, okay, you need to make sure that there's no weapons around. Okay. All right. I mean, remove the weapons, please. Okay. All right. And then, of course, put them back when everything's all settled, because you obviously have weapons for a reason. Okay. If you think that there is going to be an issue at the workplace and you think the wife is going to raise holy hell, and you are very, very scared because this is your job, all right? You have the type of relationship that you could sit down with your supervisor or a boss. You know, you could say, you know, look, I'm going to be having a conversation with my wife, all right? I don't know how it's going to go, and not to get you involved in personal things, but if she starts calling here, et cetera, maybe prepare them, okay? Now, the sit down with the wife, telling her you cheated. Okay, first and foremost, I would probably, right before you do that, get your STD testing, okay? Alright, because even though she may not be able to handle that information for the first 2 minutes or 3 minutes, okay, when she calms down a little bit and goes, now what do I do? Because remember, she's going to be very, very angry, then she's going to be in denial, and then she's going to be like, well, what do I do? What do I do? Okay? I just found out my husband cheated on me because he was a jerk. And you are a jerk for doing that. But anyway, already have your STD tested. Okay? Already have that done and say, look, okay, last week, because I wanted your safety was paramount, okay? I listened to Dr. Dahlia. She said make sure STD testing is done and clear, etc., so that even though you may want to get checked, you know that I don't have anything that I gave you. Now, if one of the tests came up positive for something, okay, then that's going to be a whole other subject. But let's say your STD testing is a negative. You have that. She may not want to see it. She may rip it up. She may smack you in the face with it. But make sure you have that STD testing done. Make sure you also have a very good plan. None of this flowers. None of this I'm going to buy you jewelry. Make sure you have an exit plan. Like, look, you may need some time. You may need some space. I'm going to stay at this other apartment, etc. Or I'm going to stay here. I'll stay in the garage. I have a place in the garage. If you need space, I'll have the plan in place for you. Of course, you're going to have space. You're going to want to go to that witch. Okay, she's going to be mad. She's going to be mad. Now, if you think she's going to explode to the point that things are going to get broken, you're going to lose a testicle, the other suggestion I say is have this conversation at a marriage therapist. Maybe start seeing a marriage therapist first and say, look, I'm going to have to break this news to the wife. Can I do that here in marriage therapy? Now, yeah, she's going to call you a weenie, and I'm going to probably call you a weenie, okay? But maybe it's a safer zone, okay? You know, bring her into the marriage therapist, and the marriage therapist may be able to create an environment where everybody can open up and make secrets, okay, and reveal secrets. Now, if you are going to be on your own, nobody wants to go to marriage therapy, everybody's suspicious, what's going on, okay, you need to tell her that you made one of the biggest mistakes in your life, and you are afraid you're going to be losing the most amazing woman ever. Well, she really wasn't that amazing. That's not the point. You tell her she's amazing, all right? Your fear, don't start thinking of just leaving the wife. Forget it, okay? She's the mother. She's of your kids. She is your wife. She is your lifelong partner. You want to be her lifelong partner, but you messed up, and you messed up badly. Oh, well, what did you do, honey? It's okay. I love you. You know, I was the biggest piece of crap possible. I actually had a relationship with somebody. What? I had a relationship with somebody. It's over. I called it off. It was a big mistake. Oh my gosh, how could you do this to me? Oh my gosh, I hate you. And I hate your mother, and I hate your father, and I hate everything about you. Get out of here. Okay, I will leave. Okay, but please, we need to talk about this. Get out, I hate you. You're never gonna see the kids again. Alright, well then, you cheated. Okay, I mean, remember, it's not gonna go easy. This won't go easy. She's not gonna forgive you. I can't tell you how to do this so your wife forgives you. If she loves you and she really thinks you're sorry, and she believes once you cheat, you're never always a cheater, you may have a chance. But if she thinks that once you cheat, you always cheat, all right, which I don't really think is true. I think some people stop cheating. I've known couples where the person cheated, but after a while he needed Viagra, couldn't get a prescription for Viagra, so the cheating stopped. The cheating will stop, but any woman that decides to let you go, or any man that decides to let you as a woman go because you cheated, they really have a right. Because remember, we talked about this. Marriage isn't just about sex. Marriage is about a unity, knowing that there's a stability, a predictability. This is what we like when we go into a marriage. Why else would we get married? Okay, we get married because we want to know we're always going to have that home. Nobody's going to try to wiggle or jiggle their way in the middle of your home and into your bed. And if that's happening, you know, we may have to find new partners. Okay, guys, that's how you talk to the wife about cheating. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of my guilty pleasures, one of the reasons why I was also feeling guilty this morning, is for breakfast I had one of those, I don't know if it's Stouffer's, I'm trying to find the name of it, one of those French bread pizzas for breakfast. Very, very bad. The cheese, the carb, really, really bad. And so whenever I feel guilty about eating, you know, I try to exercise more. And one exercise I do very frequently while I'm on air is the Kegel. I know some of you guys are saying, too much information. I don't need to hear about a woman Kegeling. Well, you're not going to hear about a woman Kegeling because it looks like men can now Kegel too. According to Fox News, men should be Kegeling. Now, do you guys know what a Kegel is? All right. I'm going to teach you guys how to do it. All right. Men too. No, men too. Kegeling is a pelvic floor exercise, okay? All right, where you really, really tighten up those pelvic muscles, either the muscles around your vagina or the muscles in your perineal area, perineum, okay? And when you really, really tighten them up, it helps bladder control, and it could even help sexual dysfunction. You know, now with Obamacare, a lot of you guys are having a hell of a time getting your prescriptions like Viagra. You may need to now take on the Kegel. By the way, if you ever want to bond with your lady, let them know that Dr. Dahlia told you to start Kegeling. They are going to, I mean, think about it, because now you have to do what they have to do. All right, now, Kegeling, you could do anywhere from one real long good one to about 2,000. Now, I've been Kegeling for the past 35 minutes, so I probably got in a good 750, okay? You can't even tell. I haven't even broken a sweat with the Kegel. Okay, but first, you guys are like not going to be ready to do the exercise without hearing the science. Okay, so basically, one doctor explains to the New York Times, okay, that you contract for a few seconds, release, and repeat 10 to 15 times per workout. They say, according to Fox News, another doctor who wants to convince men to start doing exercises has gone so far as to help create an actual pelvic floor exercise system, private gym, which includes an instructional DVD. No, it's not porn. An instructional DVD and a band of ultralight weights that goes around the penis in case men want to add, not funny, in case men, this is not funny, want to add a resistance training aspect. This is being reported in the Times. According to the urologist, I don't know if they gave the name of the urologist, urologists are the kings. They are like the gurus of the pelvic area in men, prostate, bladder, penis, kidneys, etc., as well as women, except women don't have penis or prostate, urethra, etc. Right, so they say people do cardio exercises for their heart, and they do strength training to work on their six-pack, but the pelvic floor is neglected. There is right now little evidence that actual male Kegels can enhance erections. One doctor says this is as good as Viagra. And clinical trials, according to Fox News, have shown that they can help prevent premature ejaculation and may help with erectile dysfunction. We need to talk about premature ejaculation. Unfortunately, we blow through that subject too quickly, and we never really spend the amount of time that we need to. In other Kegel news, they said there was also an activity tracker meant specifically to help keep track of how many Kegel exercises women do. That's really good because I lose count after about 2,000, really. All right, it's called the Kegel Smart Kegel Trainer, and it's inserted, I guess, vaginally. And it'll count your Kegels. Now, all right, so I know some of you men are like, this is absolute baloney. There is no way in heck I'm even going to do this. Okay, well, do you want to have better sex? Do you want to have better control of your bladder? Do you want to strengthen your pelvis? Now, I'm not saying I do not like the idea of putting any weights on the penis. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. I think it could hurt something. We talked about penis fractures. You wouldn't fracture anything. There's no bone in the penis, but you could hurt the ligament. My suggestion would be, though, the actual Kegels. Okay, so let's sit down. Everybody just kind of sit down comfortably. Is everybody sitting? Pull over the truck. If you're driving a truck, pull over the truck. I know you get in trouble. officer will not believe this. All right? What we're going to do, here we go. Here we go. I want you to do good breathing. And now what you're going to do is you are going to contract. We'll call it the TT area. Okay? The TT area is kind of like the saddle area, whether it's scrotum, penis, urethra, vagina, just that whole area. We are going to contract. And here we go. Ready and tight. Hold it. Hold it for 10 seconds. Hold it. Just don't breathe and release. Okay, let's do it again. Ready? We are kegeling and kegel, 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 kegel. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Contract, 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 contract. Release. Sometimes you could find things that you left there the night before. They fall out nicely. One more kegel for the road. Come on, guys. One more kegel for the road. Ready? Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. I hope my engineer, Tom, is doing this, too. You better be kegeling. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. And hold it. Breathe. That is a kegel. Now, if you noticed, okay, for those of you that, you better have done it. For those of you who followed my instruction and kegeled, did you notice that you also tightened your tummy? Do you notice you also tightened your buttocks? I mean, so you really can get a full-blown workout from a kegel. All right? I strongly suggest you do that. Now, when it comes to sexual dysfunction, we talk about this a lot because I think a lot of us have sexual dysfunction. I'm very sexually dysfunctional because, you know, I'm not really adept. You know, I mean, I need to probably, you know, read up on some other moves. You know, I don't like watching porn, so I probably need to do some, you know, I mean, research, you know, just, you know, go to the library, use the Dewey Decimal System, whatever. I don't like to Google. The reason why I don't like to Google anything about sex to teach myself, because it's recorded, and there's, these searches are, you know, I mean, like when I look up stuff for my show, I get so nervous that there's some database somewhere going, well, Dahlia is searching up this and this and this. Like, for example, when we were talking about the Boston Marathon bombing, we were talking about terrorists and psychological profile of terrorists and, you know, or sexual predators. I mean, here I am. I'm trying to look up what sexual predators do, how they, oh, my gosh. Now, on my computer, you could see a search history of that kind of stuff. People don't understand if they don't listen to my show. Wait a second, I'm doing this for the show. So what I like to do is very, very little with my computer as possible, because I know somebody's watching and there's some history and some Chloe from 24. By the way, I just need to say this for all you 24 lovers out there that have not seen the ending. All right. This episode was okay. All right. I know there was only 12 episodes in 24. My husband figured out what happened. All right. During the show, they say 12 hours later. All right. And then they finish the show 12 hours later. And that's how it becomes 24. Okay, which to me is a big jip, but I was not very happy with this 24th season. I think it could have been a lot better, and the season finale really blew, but that's all I'm going to say. Okay, but when it comes to sexual dysfunction, many of you are afraid to bring things up. Many of you are also afraid to identify what actually it could be. And when we talk about sex drive, when we talk about inability to perform, a lot of it is not biological. Many of you do not need Kegels for your sexual dysfunction. You need someone to kind of evaluate the marriage and how you're approaching your partner and how you look at a partner. If you don't like your partner, you don't think she's sexy, that could be a big problem. But if you do think it's organic, that's important. And don't just do Kegels. Make sure you have a good urologist or gynecologist see you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting, okay? You know, a lot of our medicines are going generic, right? So it's cheaper. Many of us don't have insurance, so the generic medicines are the only medicines we could afford. So, fine, a lot of us were going generic. Now, this idea of the purple pill or the blue pill that the brand name companies can boast would help identify the pill. It would help promote the pill. It would help people remember that that's a pill they were taking, so it would actually help in terms of advertisement because patients will say, I want the purple pill for my stomach acid, et cetera, or the blue pill for my erections. Everybody knows Viagra's blue. Do they know what the Levitra color, the Cialis color is? No. You know, I mean, and now, remember, there's only X amount of colors. You can have a green pill, blue pill, yellow pill, white pill, pink pill, you know, the red pill. I want the red pill. Sudafed is red. All right, but I mean, there's only so many colors. So, you know, you have to be a very, very smart, savvy company to be able to jump on the pill color bandwagon. But once a prescription becomes generic, then, you know, you could lose it. But it's interesting how packaging of these pills and size and shape, I mean, it all matters. If somebody doesn't like the size, somebody doesn't like to take the medicine, it's a little chalky, etc., they can't cut it in half, you could lose sales. And in the pharmaceutical industry, it could be as simple as someone not liking the way the pill looks and you never be able to compete with other brands. Well, in this particular study, they say, unfortunately, the color and the shape of generic drugs is associated now with an increased chance of you not continuing to take your medicine. Non-compliance. This is being published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Dr. Kesselheim from the Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School in Boston looked at whether inconsistent appearance of generic drugs is associated with non-persistent use among patients with like heart disease or after having a heart attack. Now, what they did is they looked at patients who were discharged from the hospital after they had a heart attack, who started treatment with a beta blocker, an ACE inhibitor, angiotensin receptor blocker, or a statin. These were medications that many of you guys know as either Atenolol, Lisinopril, Cozaar, Lipitor, respectively. Okay, those are the different, you know, and many times that's kind of the cocktail we give you when you leave the hospital. These patients, case patients, were those who stopped taking their medication for at least 1 month while controls continued treatment and were matched to cases basic on class or whatever. They said overall 29% of patients, and this is being reported by HCPlive.com, 29% of patients had a pill shape or color change during the study, and in those cases, they didn't seem to take the medicine then. When the pill changed or the color changed, it was almost like psychologically, no, it doesn't matter anymore because it's different. Now, you know, some of you may be like, okay, well, what does this mean? Okay, so I won't take my medication if the pill changes color or shape. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. There are people not taking their medications consistently or may just quit. All right, because the pill looks different. Yeah, that's what's been happening. That's what the study's about. Why would that happen? Well, we're animals, okay? We like consistency. You know, you've been taking something pink all along, something oval. Now you have something triangular-shaped. By the way, the triangular-shaped pill is cool. I have no problem swallowing a triangle, as long as it's small, a triangle-shaped pill. I've never taken one because sometimes on the blood, heart medication class. But that does not scare me, a triangular-shaped pill. It actually looks really cool. You know why? Because I like angles. I like triangles and rhomboids and hexagons. I've never been a circular person. I really always like angles. It's just kind of me. You know, so like if I decorate the house, there's no circles, you know? In fact, if I could do polka dots, the dots would be triangles. That's just me. So, you know, for those of you who get new prescription medication and then you think you're going to forget or it looks different or you think it's odd, this hesitancy, you're going to have to overcome. Just make sure it's the right medication. I was watching an old episode of The Office, and I guess somebody, one of the receptionists got a job in one of the later seasons working for a an older woman being her personal assistant, and she was filling up the woman's medicine Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday boxes by just taking the pills and sprinkling them, you know, all over, and whichever kind of landed would obviously go for the day. No, that's not what you do. All right? Medication errors is probably one of the leading causes of illness in the elderly population. That's pretty scary. Okay, something that could be prevented. So you want to make sure that you're getting your medication right, even as people that aren't elderly yet, but we're on our way to being. All right? We screw up with our medication all the time. You know how many times I forgot to take my birth control, or I took three birth control pills on the same day because I completely forgot whether I took it or not and I didn't match up the dates right? Okay, that's a mess up. That's a real cluster. You know, I get scared because I'll be given, you know, a 7-day course of medication, and it'll be week 3 and I still have pills, you know? I'm like, uh-oh. Or it's a 7-day medication and 2 days have gone by and there's none left. I'm like, wait, what? That happens to me with Hanukkah. Every Hanukkah. I don't know how this happens. Hanukkah, you know, you have to light the menorah, right? So first day you light one candle. Second night you light 2 candles, but there's also the shamash. That's the candle that you light the other ones with, right? Because you're not allowed to use a blowtorch. All right, so you're given, what is it, 52 candles? I don't know. I forget the number, you know, because it's 2, then 3, plus 4, plus 5, plus 6, plus 7, the other way. Okay, so anyway, every Hanukkah, I don't understand. I always have candles left over, or I run out. And it doesn't make sense because the box always has the exact, check the box. It's because I skip a day or I do the wrong day. I do day 8 when it's only day 6. And I mess that up. So you just can't mess that stuff up. You really can't. By the way, speaking of fire, a man tried to kill a spider, and he caused $60,000 in damage from a house fire. Seattle Fire Department says the man was using a spray paint can and a lighter to try to kill a spider. This started a West Seattle fire that caused $60,000 worth of damage. Thank God no injuries were reported. The Red Cross is now providing temporary shelter for the home's 2 residents. Now, I know some of you are giggling. Don't. Half of you told me when I posted on Facebook about the scorpion to do something like that. I had a scorpion, and I was really, really scared. So I posted it on Facebook because I didn't know what to do, and I was alone. And I was just alone with my son, and he didn't want to kill the scorpion, and my cats didn't want to kill the scorpion. My husband was out of town. So I asked you guys what to do. Many of you said blowtorch. Many of you said, you know, light your hairspray on fire. One of you told me to light my fart on fire. Like, people, come on. Okay, stop it. This is some serious stuff. No, we don't suggest. I don't really like to tell you how to kill insects because this show isn't supposed to be about killing. It's not supposed to tell you how to kill anything. But I'm not a big shoe person. I don't like to kill anything with my shoe because you really have to get up and close and personal. I like being feet away because just in case some of these spiders or scorpions have evolved to fly, they could fly at me and attack me, right? And, you know, whoever roams the skies rules the world. So as far as I'm concerned, if you have, like, a big, long broom, no, you don't light the broom on fire. No fire. We're not using fire to kill. No, no fire. No fire. Big, long broom. Maybe a chainsaw. I think a chainsaw could do pretty well. But, again, we're not here to talk about killing insects. Okay, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Belly.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.